High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And back here from Brookdale Community College, the Collins Arena. Kevin, let's give them a little plug. Their boys team, men's team, I should say, has had an unbelievable season. Great article in the Asbury Park Press this past week by Josh Newman talking about the success that the men's basketball team has had here. And, you know, it's kind of, we talked about the arena a little bit in the open, and now in between games, it's nice to see the school have some athletic success. You know, I feel like their soccer program has always done well. Their baseball and softball teams always do well. But now to have a winter sport on top of it, even better.
Yeah, well, their softball team has been a national power forever. But you're right. It is a nice job. And it was a great story in the Asbury Park Press. Ranked number one in the nation among junior colleges. I know they'll be hosting some tournament action here in a couple weeks. And with a couple of players from the Shore area as part of that team. Including a young man from Monmouth Regional, I think has been a key player for them. So it is great to see. And I'll tell you, the folks here at Brookdale, including their athletic head of their athletic department, Michael Medley, they've really done a great job, and they've been gracious hosts to us the past couple of years, along with Nick Pizzulli of the Shore Conference, and we appreciate that.
Talk about the next game. It is number three, Manasquan, 18-2. Up until this point against number six, Jackson Memorial. 19-4, the Jaguars are up until this point of the year. We have the starters. Let's run through them. First for Jackson. It'll be number two, Pete Hetzel, in the backcourt. Hetzel, a six-foot senior. He'll be joined by fellow classmate, 5'9 senior, number three, Salam Simon. Also playing today for Jackson in the starting lineup, a pair of Specs. Number 13, Mike Specht, is a senior. He will operate a forward spot. He'll be joined by number 24, Nick Specht, who will also operate in that swing role position. Nick Specht, the better scorer of the two, averages 9 points per game. Specht wears number 24. All four players will be joined by the top player for Jackson. That is number 23, Eric Carter. He is a 6'8 junior, plays the center position, something that not many guys do anymore. 14.6 points per game and 11 rebounds per contest. Joe Fagan is the team's head coach. Jackson, Kevin, after a 19-4 season up until this point, they have been very consistent during the course of the year.
Well, you know, somebody from Jackson will say this is a knock. Jackson plays a lot of ugly basketball. And what I mean is they are going to try and keep the game down low. Certainly their preference would be in the 40s, maybe the 50s at most. They want to slow the game down. You know, they have their best player is a guy who's at times a dominating presence in Eric Carter. And, you know, they like you to play ugly. They want you to be forced to play that style. Physical, a lot of banging. You're not going to get up and down and get a lot of easy baskets. And it is ugly basketball, but Joe Fagan has had tremendous success. And maybe this year's team does not have the success or the talent of teams he's had in the past few years, you know, where he's had some really, really good players. Of course, the McDonald brothers, who are both playing in college right now. But, you know, they're 19-4, and of course, runner-up in A-South to Toms River North. Manasquan's a different story, Matt. I mean, the Warriors want to put points on the board, and they are capable on any night of scoring 70 and maybe hitting 80 because they have two outstanding offensive players in J.R. Hobby and Jimmy Walsh, both playing college basketball next year. Hobby at Brown University, Walsh at Stonehill College. Those two guys have the capability of really lighting up the scoreboard. And if they get unleashed this afternoon, it's going to be very, very rough for Jackson. Here would be my key to the game. The Jaguars cannot get behind early. They're not that kind of team. They're a team that needs to stay right around there and then maybe try and win it in the fourth quarter.
Let's go through the starting lineup for Manasquan. It will be Jack Fay, number 10. He is a 5'11 junior guard. Will be joined by the hero of the round of 16 game, Tommy Toole. He's a 6'2 junior guard. Sean Yerkes gets the start in the front court. Yerkes, a 6-foot senior, wears number 21. J.R. Hobby, as Kevin just mentioned, great numbers so far this year. 21.6 points per game, has hit 70 three-pointers from the outside. He is a 6'4 senior guard. And Jimmy Walsh, the 6'6 senior forward, wears number 44. We're ticking down towards tip-off time here. This one should be good. Manasquan will be in white. Jackson in their away black uniforms.
One half of the semifinal bracket has been filled. Lakewood and Toms River North, 7:45 on Wednesday night here at Brookdale. We'll try and start filling the other half right about now, in about an hour and a half or so from now. The Jackson-Manasquan team, the winner of that game, will emerge and head into the semifinals. They're going to introduce the starting lineups right here on what is a fun day of basketball. By the way, I was handed a message earlier. Coach Fagan's dad, who normally would be at the game, was not able to make it, but he's listening at home. So the Jackson coaches, including his son, said, "Hey, can you send a shout-out to my dad?" So, Mr. Fagan, we'll try and make you feel like you're right here at Brookdale Community College this afternoon as your son's Jaguars take on the Warriors. Headed by Andrew Bilodeau, of course, had a lot of success at both Manchester and Toms River North before moving over to here at Manasquan a few years ago. And he will go up against a team that he's very familiar with in Jackson Memorial.
We can always do that when people want a little shout-out. You love being Phil Rizzuto, don't you?
You know, we'll wish you a nice, communion, bar mitzvah. It doesn't matter to us. We're your communications network. That's what we want to be.
I'm waiting for the last game of the day for you to tap me on the shoulder and say, I'm out of here with the fourth quarter left, like Rizzuto used to do, right? He'd be across the bridge in the sixth inning. Isn't that what they used to say?
What would he say? Cora, I'm on my way home.
I'm on my way home. And he was literally on his way home. Another nice crowd on hand. This does lend itself to fans coming in and out. And as one game ends, the next one starts. There was a good overflow crowd in between contests. I would imagine we'll have the same thing coming up for the last game of the day. Manalapan, who maybybe a little bit of a surprise getting into the quarterfinals of the 10 seed, will take on number 2, Point Beach. That game is set to start at 4:15. We're running a little bit behind right now, so somewhere between 4:15 and 4:30.
There'll be a lot of red in the building for that one, as both teams are red as their primary school color. The Braves and the Garnet Gulls. Point Beach, of course, has been a great story all winter in basketball. Their girls' team suffered their first loss of the season, Matt, yesterday when they lost to powerhouse St. John Vianney here in the quarterfinals. They were undefeated, and of course the boys team flirted with number one, was actually ranked number one for part of this winter before losing to Lakewood late and actually suffering back-to-back losses. They had some illness and injury, but they're back healthy, and Nick Catania's group really ready to make a run at a Shore Conference Tournament Championship, which for a Group 1 school just does not happen very often, if at all, in a long, long time.
Certainly does not. I would tend to agree. Teams coming out and exchanging handshakes before we get this one up and running. It is Manasquan and Jackson. Again, a half of the semifinals set. Lakewood and Toms River North and all Ocean County side of things. Manasquan trying to break that trend up so far today and see if they can knock off number 6, Jackson. It will be number 44, Jimmy Walsh. Number 23, Eric Carter, to jump center. Jackson again in their black uniforms. Manasquan in their whites. The tip is won by Jackson, who moves right to left on your radio dial. Mike Specht with the basketball, dribbling off to his right. Hetzel dumping down low. Carter back to Hetzel. Now Simon in the corner. Carter going to work against Walsh. Left that shot well short. Loose ball picked up by Tommy Toole. Up ahead, this is Yerkes. Reverse layup is in from the left side.
I think Carter got the shot he wanted, but didn't even get iron on that little 8-footer in the lane.
Carter, top of the key, leaving off for Pete Hetzel. Drives, now stops, hands off for Nick Specht. You will hear Specht a lot today, as Mike and Nick, twin brothers for this Jackson team. This is Nick Specht with a long-range three. That's off the mark, and the loose ball picked up by J.R. Hobby. Hobby, a dynamic scorer. Doesn't miss very often, but does here from the left side. Loose ball picked up by Simon in transition. Carter from the foul line for Jackson. That's short. And another rebound from J.R. Hobby. Here's Jimmy Walsh in transition. Walsh at 6'6", can bang inside. He can also step out and hit a long-range jumper. Kind of a dual-threat guy for Andrew Bilodeau. Jack Fay, the junior point man, pulls back out and resets. Hand off for Tommy Toole. Up top, Hobby. Man-to-man defense for Jackson. Hobby able to penetrate right past Nick Speck and lay it up and in off the glass from the left side.
Well, he's got 73 pointers this season. That one, a layup with the left hand from inside, 4-0 Manasquan.
Three-pointer from Hetzel. That's off the mark. It's been one and done for Jackson. Good defensive presence is Walsh running the floor in transition. Got bumped, but able to finish. Three different players from Manasquan have scored, and the Big Blue lead it 6-0.
And Joe Fagan's got to take a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout. He does not like the way things are going right here, and why should he? You know, a couple of long jumpers, as you said, one and done for Jackson. They find themselves down 6-0, exactly the spot they did not want to be. And let's identify the officials today. George Fixter, Harry Brown, and Jimmy Moran, the three-man crew, while working this third quarterfinal of the day. And Manasquan, you know, both these teams reached this round last year. Manasquan won to get to the semifinals where they got knocked out. Matt, if memory serves me correct, last year on this day, Jackson had a horrendous shooting day, and they lost. And it was one of those days where I don't know that they got out of the 30s, and they've missed their first four shots or first five shots here this afternoon.
Certainly doesn't bode well, as Nick Speck will put the ball in play. Simon with it. Simon, good numbers on the year, averaging just over 7 a game. Carter down low on the block against Walsh. Goes glass right side. Another miss for Jackson and another rebound for Manasquan. Toole will hand off to Fay. Fay looking to set things up on the left side and does. Dumped down for Walsh in the high block. Spins out of it. Fay around the perimeter. This is Yerkes driving, trying to get Carter up in the air. Cannot. Fay going to penetrate. Kick outside. Toole open from three. And that's in and out, no good. Carter with the rebound for Jackson. 6-0 Manasquan. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Mike Specht with it. On the left wing. They want Carter down low. They get it to him. Carter one-on-one against Walsh. Tried to flip inside for Hetzel. Last touched by Hetzel. And out of bounds to Manasquan. There's been no trouble getting Carter the ball in pretty good position. He just hasn't been able to make any shots.
Has not been able to finish in that time, of course, the turnover.
5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Fay dumping down low for Walsh. Handing off here for Hobby. Locked and loaded. Fires the three. That's off the mark. Carter with the rebound. Jackson looking to push the tempo for a second, and now we'll slow it down. Simon leaves off for Hetzel. Fires one. Another miss for Jackson. They haven't hit anything yet. In transition, Toole wanted Fay, and they will turn it over, Manasquan will, and the ball will go back to Jackson.
Matt, just about all their shots from outside have been short and have caught front iron. As you said, you know, not even leading to opportunities really to grab offensive rebounds. And here are the Jaguars still looking for their first points 3.5 minutes into the game.
6-0, Big Blue. Carter gets it again inside. Here comes the double. Tries the reverse layup. Missed that one. Mike Speck gets it back, and he'll finally get Jackson on the scoreboard. 6-2, Manasquan leads. Big Blue will turn it over off the inbound. No one really paying attention to the ball. And out of bounds it will go. Jackson will get it back. First substitution of the game. Ryan Jensen will check in for Manasquan. Jensen, a 6'3 freshman.
Well, not too many freshmen get to play in this opportunity.
Jackson off the inbound. Simon has it. Will pull back up and reset. And an offensive foul, an illegal screen call on Eric Carter. That'll be his first and the team's first. Those are ones you don't want to give away.
Yeah.
Especially if the last game was any indication. Fouls sometimes can play a big role. Toole setting up. We're past the midway point of the first quarter. Jensen has it. Flips off to his right for Hobby. Hobby's played man-to-man by Nick Specht. 6-2, Manasquan leads. Hobby goes away from the screen. Walsh is open from three. That's off the mark, and the rebound taken down by Simon. Here comes Jackson up court. Mike Specht looking to drive. Gives off to Nick Specht to the half-court circle. Carter thought about flipping up something back door. Instead, it's Simon. Now Mike Specht going to drive. Pinned off underneath the basket. Blocked by Walsh, but out of bounds. It will stay with Jackson. 3:19 to go in the opening quarter. 6-2 Manasquan.
Simon's a player I like. He does just about everything well. Scores a little bit, rebounds a bit, steals, assists. Nice, solid player.
Three on the way for Mike Specht, who's been the offensive spark so far for Jackson. He's got all 5 points, 6-5. Tool trying to drive. Wanted to leave off for Walsh, but Specht there. Mike Specht to intercept the pass. Simon breaks the timeline with the dribble. Hetzel has it, left wing. Mike Specht up top, wanting Carter down low. Here comes the double, back to Mike Specht. He's going to fire the three. That's off the mark, no good. Simon couldn't get the rebound, and Hobby in transition for Manasquan. Trying to feed Walsh down low. Caught it falling out of bounds. Deflected out by Jackson. Big blue basketball baseline inbound play.
Would you agree it's a little ugly?
So far.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So far.
Just like Jackson likes.
Tool having some trouble getting it in, finding Fay. And now we've got a foul on Carter, I think. That's going to be his second. That is bad news for Jackson.
And that will lead to a substitution as Aaron Burroughs will check in for the Jaguars, replacing Carter.
Burroughs, good size, but doesn't play a ton. 6'5 senior off the bench. He's going to be counted on a lot here as a traveling violation is called on Walsh. So Jackson without Carter, he just took out about 15 and 11. 15 points and 11 rebounds. That is not what Joe Fagan wanted to start here in the first quarter.
Burroughs averages 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per game, backing up what you just said.
2:20 to go in the first quarter. Manasquan 6'5". Simon, long range three. That's off the mark. Burroughs tapped it up, went to Mike Specht, who's got all 7 points for Jackson in the quarter. They take their first lead, 7-6.
Well, the 6'7 Burroughs did a great job there because he kept it alive. Kept the loose ball alive. Specht picked it up and converted, and the Jaguars have scored 7 unanswered.
Mike Specht averages 6 a game. He's already got 7 in the quarter. Walsh missing one from the block. Mike Specht in transition, slowing it down with 1:45 remaining. Hetzel's open from three from the left side. Well short. He's been bad on his couple attempts. Jensen with a rebound. And in transition, it's Fay. Leaving off for Tool between the circles. Hobby calling for it. Now he'll come get it. He'll fire one. Shaded right top of the key. That's off the mark. Good rebound by Burroughs inside. And now Jackson getting up court. It's Simon spinning away. Hetzel. Nick Specht's open from three. That is good.
It's all Specht.
10-6. Timeout, Manasquan. Andrew Bilodeau wanting to settle things in. 30-second timeout. We will keep it here.
And tell you that our coverage of the Shore Conference basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. So after being down 6-0, Jackson has scored 10 straight, and the scoring drought for Manasquan has been about 4.5 minutes between baskets, as their normally dependable shooters have caught nothing but iron and allowed Jackson after that slow start to get right back in it and take the lead.
Aaron Burroughs, the substitution off for Jackson, as Eric Carter with the two fouls. That's going to be a decision, too, for Joe Fagan. I mean, I would say as long as it's competitive, you leave him on the bench. Marcus Amendola has checked in for Jackson, number 15. Amendola, a 6'3 junior. Here's Nick Specht, leaving off for Simon on the right wing. Down low for Burroughs. Spinning against Walsh. Had a shot partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Yerkes. Up ahead for Hobby. Now it's Fay. His three from the right corner, no good. Simon gets it back. 35 seconds to go in the quarter.
Jackson done a good job rebounding.
Speck driving, fouled by Walsh. And a whistle on Jimmy Walsh. So Nick Speck will go to the free throw line for two. First free throw for either team comes in the form of Nick Specht. He will miss the first. Second one coming up. That's on its way, and that is good. So four for Nick Specht, the seven for Mike Specht. 11-6 the advantage for Jackson. Late first quarter. Here's Hobby. He doesn't miss many shots that he doesn't like. We'll dump it down low for Walsh, spinning against Amendola. And another traveling violation called on Walsh. Kevin, that's his second of the quarter.
Yeah, they're just not in sync at all offensively, Manasquan. And Amendola did a pretty nice job of bodying up Walsh, giving up some size there, but made up for it.
12 seconds to play in the quarter. Hetzel loses it to Fay. Up ahead of the field, behind the back for Fay. This is Yerkes with 5 seconds. Back to Fay. Now it's Hobby. Sees the clock. Step back three-pointer from the left side is off the mark and no good. 11-6 Jackson. It hasn't been the prettiest, but the Jags will take it with their best player on the bench. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're missing the Shore Conference tournament action on the Shore Sports Network.
Gold Fever is buying all your unwanted gold, jewelry, and coins. And they're paying the highest prices around. In business over 30 years, you know that Gold Fever is a jeweler you can trust. Stop in today to see some of their fine pre-owned watches from Cartier, Rolex, and Breitling. Perfect certified diamonds, all shapes and colors. Plus, exquisite diamond hoop earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Gold Fever on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach. Call 732-892-3535.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And our coverage of this Shore Conference tournament brought to you in part by the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, where you'll find great family fun on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night. From 7:30 to 10:30. Matt, I see you as a big laser tag guy.
I have it in my car. I thought maybe we could do it after the game or maybe in between games to kill the time a little bit.
Head to the Jersey Shore Arena, yeah.
Could be fun. Start of the second quarter with Jackson leading Manasquan by a score of 11-6. This is the third quarter final day of the day from Brookdale. Off the inbound. There's a nice take to the basket and a strong move by Tommy Toole. Gets his first points, make it 11-8 in favor of the Jags.
Had a long time between points for Manasquan.
Amendola has it. Gives for Nick Specht. Hetzel from the left wing. Hetzel looking to drive. Kick out for Simon. Simon penetrating. He'll feed off. Amendola gets it back. Amendola, Burrows, Hetzel, Nick Specht, and Simon, the five on the floor right now. Hetzel, wide open, long three. He's been short all day. Long rebound, tipped out, comes to Hobby. Same five on the floor for Manasquan. Fay, Toole, Yerkes, Hobby, and Walsh. Driving to the basket, and fouled is Jack Fay, who will go to the line for two. See who they put that foul up on Jackson. It will be charged to Simon, his first, team's third.
Jack Faith to the line, first of two.
First one is up and good.
Got a crowd looking for something to happen, Matt.
Yeah, it's very quiet in here.
It's been that kind of game, and again, this is the style of play for Jackson so often.
Second one from Fay is good. Jackson fans are probably just saying, we're pretty used to this.
Yeah.
We know how these games go.
Mike Specht checks back in to replace Pete Hetzel.
Minute gone by in the second quarter. It's 11-10 in favor of Jackson. Here is Mike Specht driving down the middle part of the lane. Goes glass on the right side and gets it. He's got 9.
Already over his average.
Just 6 a game. Hobby looking to penetrate. He'll leave off for Toole. Checked by Amendola. Yerkes down on the block against Burrows. Hobby on the kickout pass in the right corner. Dribbles now up top. Flips left. Good defense this time by Jackson. And Joe Fagan applauding his team's effort. Walsh stop and pop from the left elbow. That's off the mark. Yerkes battling down low inside. Looked like there was some contact. No call. Loose ball coming out to Mike Specht.
That was an outstanding defensive series that time for Jackson.
Simon with it. Amendola right perimeter. Burrows top of the key. Flipping right for Mike Specht. He's been the guy with the shooting touch so far. Short on the jumper here from the foul line. Walsh able to grab the board for Manasquan. Hobby this time up ahead of the field trying to get on track. Step back jumper from the foul line, no good. Offensive rebound for Walsh. And a reset for Manasquan with 5:35 to go in the first half. It is Jackson 13, Manasquan 10.
Interesting matchup with Mike Specht covering Walsh, giving up about 4 inches.
Off the switch now. It is Hobby missing the layup. Walsh put back, missed it once, got it back and laid it in. J.R. Hobby seems to be hurting a little bit, holding on to his left hip.
We'll keep an eye on that.
13-12, Jackson, coming up on 5 to go in the first half. Nick Specht flips off to his left. Simon wanting Burrows on the block and gets him on the left side. Skip to the top. Amendola going to drive, running in into the lane. His shot no good. Got his own board back. Threw up a wild one off the mark. And now Fay ahead of the field. In transition, Toole got stuck underneath the basket. That was an ugly sequence for both teams. Simon going to slow it down, take a little air out of the ball for Jackson. Direct some traffic. Handing off here for Mike Specht. Started right, comes left, goes glass on the left side, blocked away by Walsh. He's got a couple of blocks already today. Manasquan can take the lead with a basket. Hobby looking to do just that. He will miss the running jumper, but was fouled and will go to the line for 2.
Looks like Eric Carter is going to return to the lineup. That foul is on Mike Specht, his first.
Team's 4th.
Carter and Hetzel set to return for Jackson.
First free throw from Hobby is good. He's been quiet. Just 1 basket, now 3 points. Burrows and Amendola check out. Tell you what, give a lot of credit to Aaron Burrows. He didn't score, but he didn't really hurt Jackson playing those minutes for Eric Carter.
Yeah, 6'7 guy provided some inside presence.
Second one from Hobby, who's an excellent free throw shooter, connects. He's got 4. Manasquan has the lead back at 14-13. Full court pressure, some token pressure applied here by Manasquan, trying to trap. Jackson able to break it. It's Hetzel. Now Simon with it, out of the double, and Jackson throws it away. Sloppy pass, good pressure from Hobby and Jensen. Working the trap that time for Manasquan.
Boy, that'll drive a coach crazy when you just, with nobody around, just sloppy. You can't connect on a pass to a teammate who's about 5 feet away. Burrows back in for Jackson, replacing Carter. Interesting sub. Little offense defense,
maybe? Yeah. Hobby able to take Specht off the dribble. Left it short of the rim. Last touched by Burrows, who couldn't hang on to it. Hobby really hurting right now. Hit the deck on that last drive. I don't think he ever quite got over what happened to him earlier when he was holding his hip. Baseline inbounds play. Toole throws in for Hobby in the left corner. He will rise and shoot and miss that one off the mark. Loose ball. Hetzel able to poke it to Simon.
Hobby has not made an outside shot, Matt. He's got a layup and 2 free throws. He's about 0 for 6 from outside.
Good skip pass. Nick Specht for Mike Specht was open from 3. Jensen coming out quick defensively. Closed down the shooting lane. Jackson with four on the perimeter. And a steal for Tommy Toole. Took it right away from Hetzel. Fay working up court. Gives off here to Toole. Toole will take a three from the outside. Well short. Jensen inside. Missed the putback, but Walsh will not miss his putback attempt. Jimmy Walsh with six, and Manasquan back up by three, 16-13.
Jags doing a poor job boxing out. Second and third opportunities. The Warriors cashed in on the third.
Knicks back to three. That would have tied it. Instead, long rebound coming for Toole. A two-on-two. Hobby will stop and pop from the right side. That's off the mark. He hasn't been able to get on track. And
looks frustrated,
after
too.
That last miss, I was just going to say, Kevin, looks very frustrated.
You know, had that exasperated look like, oh, man. Like, you know,
when are these going to go in?
Exactly.
Timeout has been taken on the floor. We will step out and take a break as well. 2:35 to play in the second quarter. Manasquan 16, Jackson 13. We're back in 30 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Extraordinary community banking means they're always ready to lend a hand.
At Ocean First, we've been here for you since 1902. From Point Pleasant and Bricktown to Manahawk and Jackson and Toms River.
It means they've been here for generations, serving generations of families.
Ocean First is your first place to go for long-term planning and everyday banking, checking, savings, loans, and more.
They're in my corner and just down the block.
Visit oceanfirst.com. Equal housing, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. And a member of your community for over 111 years.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And this game and our coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament brought to you in part by Cleese Bar and Grill. Back open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Winter specialty nights are back, and so is their weekday happy hour at Cleese, the sponsor of our Player of the Game trophy, along with our good friend Scott Ritchie from Ocean Trophies. We'll have a player of the game coming up at the end of this one. Damian Singleton from Toms River North capturing the first of what will be three awards today as the Mariners fought past Colts Neck in a terrific game moments ago, 58-57.
Jackson off the inbound. Simon had his pocket picked by Fay. Great defensive play. Walsh gets it in transition. Another turnover. Hetzel ahead of the field for Carter. Carter misses the layup, gets it back, and now is fouled.
Boy, it's kind of been a nightmare for Carter so far today. Just cannot cash in. The 6'8 junior.
They'll give Jack Fay the foul, his first, team's second. And Carter finally with an opportunity here to get on the scoreboard. As Kevin, you just said, he's hasn't been able to do a whole lot. Makes the first free throw here.
You know, he's a junior, so he's a player who's still developing, getting bigger, not really polished yet, Matt. I mean, I think the difference between him and, let's say, a Stansbury, more polished, is a better finisher. Carter's still a little bit in that raw talent stage, but still growing, and, you know, he's got a whole nother year to go. He will be a very highly recruited player at the Shore next year.
Second free throw is good. Carter will check out again. That offense defense for Joe Fagan. Doesn't want to pick up that third foul if he can avoid it. 16-15. Hobby coming back into the game. He will take out, was going to take out Yerkes, but they'll make Hobby wait until the next dead ball. Mike, Nick Speck, Simon, Amendola, and Hetzel, the five on the floor for Jackson. Jensen, Walsh, Yerkes, Toole, and Fay. Counter for Manasquan. 16-15, Big Blue. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Walsh wants the three from the left corner and hits. He's got such a nice shot from the outside for a 6'6 player.
He's also got 9 of Squan's 19 points. They lead it by 4.
Their biggest lead has been 6. Hetzel with it. Jackson a little disorganized offensively in this set. Long cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by Yerkes. Jackson will keep, and now that substitution allowed to take place. Hobby in, Yerkes out. Carter will come back in. Mike Specht will take a seat. Bouncing in the backcourt. Simon has it. Hetzel on the baseline now. Amendola, he's going to drive, and he was hacked at pretty hard. It's going to be Jensen or Walsh on the foul. It will be Walsh to commit his second, team's third. So Walsh now with two, Carter with two. See if Andrew Bilodeau makes a move to his bench to take out Walsh. I don't think he'd want him to get his third before the end of the half. Carter back out. Mike Speck back in. Amendola's second one coming up. And that is back rimmed, no good. One of two from the line for him. 19-16 the advantage right now for Manasquan. 1:20 to go in the first half. Wall, same spot. Left corner, three off the mark. Hetzel deflects the board to Simon. Simon with it. In the high post for Amendola. Couldn't hang on to it. And here comes Manasquan. It's Toole going coast to coast. He'll lay it in right down the middle of the lane. Toole's second basket of the quarter. Four for the game. 5-point edge for Manasquan. 21-16.
Jackson coach Joe Fagan really frustrated by his team and their sloppy execution here in the second quarter.
Mike Specht, far side corner. Simon directing traffic with 40 seconds to play in the half. Good defense by Toole, but then just a little too much contact. He'll get whistled for a foul.
Boy, Simon got very lucky there. I don't know how much contact there was. Enough that the whistle blew. Toole picks up his first. Team foul number four. Eric Carter will come back in. You'd think they'll try and run an offensive set to get the ball to him.
At least let him get a touch and see if he can get something going. Off the inbounds, he has it. Hands right back to Nick Specht. See if Jackson holds here for one. 30 seconds to go. Hetzel with it. Left perimeter. One bounce, picks up his dribble. Carter left elbow. Carter to Simon. Now back to Carter. Left block. Double comes. Carter couldn't get the layup to go. Amendola kept it alive. Jensen saved it. But it went right to Nick Specht, who will lay it up and in from the right side. Off the inbound, a foul. Simon got tangled up with Fay. Second personal on Simon. 15 foul. What do they say? Never save it under your own basket. And that time, Jensen, who's just a freshman, did just that, and it resulted in an easy bucket for Nick Specht.
He's a freshman. He never got that message yet. He didn't hear that.
Wasn't delivered to him yet. I bet it will be pretty soon. Hobby will walk it up. Now with 5 seconds. Hobby at the foul line. Stops and off the mark. Clock will expire. And Jackson, after a nightmarish start, able to come alive a little bit in the second quarter. They outscore Jackson 15-7 to take a 21-18 advantage going into the locker room. We step out here for 2 minutes. We're back to talk about this one and everything else going on here today. Two games in the books and one more to follow after this one. Jackson trailing Manasquan 21-18. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Treat your child to their best birthday party of all time. Good Sports USA in Wall Township hosts hundreds